Here's a number to give you pause. The U.S. and Russia have around 20,000 nuclear weapons between them. Today, they'll begin talks aimed at making that number much smaller, to 1,000 or 500 warheads each. A new agreement would replace the existing Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty, or START. Both sides say they're serious. Still, given that tensions are running high between Moscow and Washington, there will be obstacles. NPR's Moscow correspondent Gregory Pfeiffer reports.
Speaking in the Czech capital Prague earlier this month, President Obama said as the only country to have ever used a nuclear weapon, the United States has a moral responsibility.
So today, I state clearly and with conviction America's commitment to seek the peace and security of a world without nuclear weapons.
With fears that North Korea and Iran are moving toward developing their own nuclear capability, achieving the president's goal is a daunting task. But the first step takes place today in Rome, where preliminary talks are set between Russian and American delegations over a new strategic arms deal some experts believe could cut the nuclear arsenals of each country to 500 warheads. Responding to Mr. Obama's call for a nuclear-free world in Helsinki this week, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev said there are serious expectations for disarmament. Moscow has repeatedly called for arms talks with Washington, but at the same time, Russia has complicated negotiations by raising tough new demands. In Helsinki, Medvedev restated Russia's insistence the agreement should apply not only to nuclear warheads, but also the missiles, submarines, and bombers that carry them. Medvedev also repeated Moscow's insistence that a deal must be linked to U.S. plans for a missile defense system in Europe, a plan that has infuriated the Kremlin. Washington says the two issues are separate. Some analysts believe Moscow wants its relations with Washington to be based on Cold War-era issues such as arms talks to sideline Western concerns over Russia's human rights record and European energy security. Military analyst Alexander Goltz says he doesn't believe Russia really wants to reach a deal soon because its main interest is to show it's a great power.
The main goal of Russia is just to have talks as long as possible. All time talks are lasting. Everybody can understand that Russia is equal to the States, at least in strategic weapons field.
Washington sees arms talks as the best way to launch a new policy of engagement with Moscow, to start easing tensions that reached Cold War levels after Russia invaded its neighbor and U.S. ally Georgia last summer. Sarah Mendelson of the Center for Strategic and International Studies says she hopes the Obama administration will use arms talks to push a broader agenda, including human rights.
It's not surprising that arms talks were the first thing that rose to the top of the agenda, because in a lot of ways it's easier to have a conversation about fairly technical details. Is it what I wanted? Not necessarily, but I understand why they went there.
Today's talks in Rome will be about setting up a roadmap for future negotiations. Washington says it hopes for significant progress ahead of President Obama's planned trip to Moscow in July. But experts say reaching a final deal by December will be very difficult. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Moscow.